Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Connie Fusella, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a minute to bring through messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is House from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at housefromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-V-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Laura Wooster, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, for right now, I'd like to just give you a couple of updates on some events that are coming up with the Forever Family Foundation. First, we have the Summer Solstice Medium Raffle. So that is April 16th and June 21st. Join us for our online raffle that offers you an extraordinary opportunity to connect with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. These mediums are among the very best, and we know that an evidential medium reading can greatly help those who grieve the loss of a loved one. 5 chances for you to win a phone or Zoom reading with one of the following talented mediums and also support the work of the foundation. Purchase just one $5 chance and be in the running until all 5 medium readings are given away. Drawings will be held on June 21st. Also, we have the Love Knows No Death Summer Grief Transformation Retreat, which is now open to register for. And that will be starting July 24th through July 26th. As featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat has limited attendance and small breakout sessions and will further enhance the overall experience. And for more information about this retreat and other events, please visit our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All right, so let's get to the show. Again, tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. And all of the mediums who are guests on this show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And you can get information about all of the mediums that have been tested and certified through the foundation at our website. We'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we look forward to taking your calls. So let's get to introducing our guest tonight. Laura Wooster is an intuitive medium, teacher, and host of The Intuitive Life on mindbodyspirit.fm. She is a spiritualist minister ordained by the Journey Within Spiritualist Church in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. She is also a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. With a calm and supportive presence, Laura offers private intuitive sessions to help you become the person you are meant to be while honoring where you are today. In addition, she offers private mediumship sessions that offer peace in the awareness that your departed loved ones are still present. Laura facilitates intuitive psychic development classes and ongoing monthly development circles in Massachusetts and New Jersey. So, welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Connie.
Yeah, so it's great to have you. I know you've done this before, but the first time with me. And so we've met. We really haven't had a long time to chat. So I'm always curious to learn about just any medium, but especially my fellow mediums. When were you first aware that you had these, intuitive gifts?
I did know when I was young, but then as I, grew into adulthood, I just kind of dismissed it as the stuff of childhood. I thought it was my imagination. The people that I would see in my room and everything, I just thought it was, just a very imaginative mind. But then, I became a mom, and I was a, mom in my early 20s, and I started to have these experiences again that I used to have when I was very young. And I started to go, oh, that's weird. That's really strange, and that's wow, that's I haven't had that experience in a while. And I just kind of brushed it aside. But then there was one day, as I had my second child, and there was one day that I was talking to someone who had lost somebody, a family member, and they were talking about somebody who I hadn't met. They passed before I came into this family. And all of a sudden I started hearing this person talking to me, and I was like, what's happening here? I have to figure out, do
Wow.
I need to seek help, or do I need to, figure out what's happening here? And that's, and so it started to, my whole journey started to unfold from that. And I started taking classes
Gotcha.
and doing all the readings, reading books as many as I could, and trying to understand what this was all about. And that's what led me here.
Well, great. Yeah, that's interesting. And I know you're so very busy, with doing readings and retreats and teaching, and then your podcast. And what do you like? What do you like doing best? Is there any one area of this work that touches your heart a little bit more than the others?
Oh God, I love every part of it. But of course, the mediumship connections is when someone sort of like I don't think everybody who comes to a medium has to actually 100% believe that this is true. But if I give them something to think about, and they go, that's interesting. Like, how would you know that? And just sort of expand people's minds about, maybe starting their journey to understand what the spirit world is about, and that their loved ones are still here. That's probably one of my favorite ones, is when people kind of recognize there's something more, and there's more than what I realized. And yeah, and then to also recognize that, as mediums, obviously, I just feel like as mediums that, speaking for myself, that I believe everybody can have this connection to spirit. It's just that we've spent more time, understanding it and developing it. But I believe that everybody's a human being is naturally wired to communicate with the spirit world.
And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. They think you have to go see a medium. So it's great when, they're given the tools to connect with their own loved ones, and it really just
Exactly.
makes their life so much more meaningful and more peaceful, I guess, right? Knowing that they have that connection as well, and you don't have to be extra special in any way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
it's just
that's
like learning
great.
another language, that's all.
Practice makes perfect, right? Well, great. Well, let's I wanted to give you the opportunity. Is there I know, like I said, you're very busy. Are there any upcoming events or anything that you wanted to share with the audience?
Sure. I have a couple of in-person mediumship events coming up, one in Massachusetts and one in New Hampshire, May 29th and June 6th. And so I have that on my website. And also, I'm doing an online class with a friend of mine from Australia, Rachel Skoltok. She's an angel communicator. So we'll be talking about tuning into heaven. And so her portion of it will be how to understand when your angels are stepping in close to support you in your life. But also, I'll be sharing details on how people can understand when their loved ones on the other side are reaching out and communicating with them.
That's great. And so they can get all this information from your website.
LauraWester.com.
Great. Perfect. All right. Well, let's get to the phone lines now. Are you ready to take a few calls?
Ready. Yeah.
All right. So, as should also mention that this show is commercial free now, so that gives us a bit more time to take calls. So let's see. Before we take our first caller, what I'm going to do is call you out by your first name, and then ask you if you'd like a mini reading or if you have a question. We're always happy to answer questions. If it's a mini reading, then Laura will do the mini reading for you. All right. So it looks like we have Thelma from Georgia.
Hello, Thelma.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question or would you like a mini reading?
How many reading?
Okay. All right. Very good. So, as soon as I saw your name, Thelma, I kept feeling mom, mom, mom. So if I, my sense here is that you have a mother who is coming through for you. And if it's not your mom, it'd be have to be someone who was very much a mother for you in this life. Because I do feel like she knew you as, very young and that she took part in raising you. So you understand that mom is in spirit, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And I know we're in the month of April, and I have to focus on right around now. So the month of April or the very beginning of May is important somewhere. If it's not with mom, it'd have to be someone very close to her. So you understand that there's either a birthday or a significant date in April or the beginning of May.
Yes.
Okay, that does make sense.
It does.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, you're a bit faint, so I apologize for repeating that. So I know that as she comes in here, there's just a sense of excitement and wanting to acknowledge the date around that time. I also want to say I'm curious if the name James or Jim, maybe she there's I feel like she wants to call out this name of James or Jim or something like a strong J name. Does it also make sense with your mom that she would want to acknowledge that name?
Okay. No.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Wait. My ex-husband. Yes, Jerry.
Oh, say Jerry?
Yeah, he
I
was my
think.
ex-husband who passed away.
Okay. I knew there was a very strong name that was coming through here. And I feel like this is coming from mom, so I think that she's acknowledging him with her. But the thing, an interesting thing that I'm feeling with this name, and I know you said Jerry, but does it make sense that you shortened his name a little bit when you would talk to him?
No.
No, not it would just be full Jerry.
Right.
Okay. For some reason, I wanted to shorten up the name, so I wasn't sure about that. But just remember I said that. I just might not be hearing it correctly, but that's my sense here. And I understand this is your ex as well, but I think he's stepping in as too. That's the sense I'm getting here. But you understand a sudden passing or unexpected passing with him, with Jerry.
Yes.
Okay. And it's just a sense of, okay, that. I'm sorry, you're so very light. That was a yes, yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Thelma,
Sorry.
can you speak up a little bit, honey, so we can hear you better?
Okay, I thought I was talking too loud. Okay, I will. Is
No.
that
That's much better.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Thelma.
Okay.
So as this gentleman comes in, I know it's been a few years since he crossed. I don't feel like this was a recent passing for your ex-husband. That makes sense, yes?
That does, yes.
Okay. And I know as he comes through here that it's an interesting he's the one stepping forward now. Okay. And as I sit with him here for a moment, there's a recognition of obviously the two of you not being together when he crossed. However, he wants to acknowledge that you were still connected in some way, like you were still in communication with him before his passing. That makes sense, yeah? No, it's a good answer. It's okay.
It's kind of hard to say because I guess about 2 or 3 weeks before he passed, He was talking to my daughter. So,
okay.
And I did say, you know, hello to him at that time.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that. Because I just, there's a recognition here of having a conversation or some words with you in passing in a friendly way before he left this world. Okay. So just know that he's bringing that through as evidence that he did have the opportunity to have a few, you know, exchange a few words with you before he left this world. Okay.
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay. And the other thing too, I know your mom is still here. She's a strong presence, but she's also a bit on the quiet side too. But that makes sense with mom, yes, with her personality. Like I just feel a very strong presence, but also very gentle at the same time. It's a unique sense that I'm getting from her. But
yes,
that makes sense.
Yes, that's good. Okay. Yes, most definitely.
Wonderful. So just I know she's around you quite a bit, and there's a recognition too. Of something that she saw you do recently, like very recently, either today or just a few days ago. I know we're in the spring. I know flowers are popping up everywhere, but she wants to acknowledge you receiving a flower. Are you picking a flower? Are you noticing a flower that's been in bloom? It's like you pause to actually enjoy this flower. And I felt like she pulled in close when you did that. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you had that experience recently? Very recently. Okay. Lovely. I just feel like either your mom came to your mind at that point or she just was very close and she saw you do this. So just know she was a part of that experience in that, you know, that brief moment. And she enjoyed that experience with you.
Yes.
So I hope that helps. Thank you so much, Thelma.
Yes,
thank you for calling
thank
tonight.
Thank you, Thelma.
Thank you.
All right. You all have a good evening.
You too.
All
right. Great. Awesome. All right. Ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
All right. Looks like we have Angelia from Georgia on line 6.
Angelia. Okay. Write her
Angelia.
Name.
Angela.
Angela. Okay. Gotcha. Sorry about that. and would you like a mini reading or do you have a question?
A mini reading.
Okay, perfect. All right, okay, Laura.
Great. All right, Angel. Okay, let's see. I feel like I have a gentleman coming in for you. And I know as he steps forward here, I know he's above you in the family tree. So I know that he's maybe a generation above you in the family tree. I don't feel like this is dad though. And if it's not dad, it would be more like an uncle or somebody who would have, I don't feel like he's a directly above you in the family tree. So this may be like someone like an uncle or somebody who would have spent a lot of time with you and had known you well. Okay. Sometimes I can get a stepdad like that too. But as it comes in here, I know that at this to help to identify who this gentleman is, as he comes through here a bit more, I know there's a sense of not being able to speak or communicate towards the end of my life. I feel like I'm having difficulty communicating with people around me. Does this make sense for someone like that for you?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you understand this, who this person is to you? Because he feels kind of fatherly, but I want to say it's more like an uncle or even a stepdad. I feel like I'm off to the side here on the family tree.
My uncle.
Your uncle. Okay. And you understand that strong connection with your uncle as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I know he's been over there for a while too. I can feel he's been there for a bit, but also, and I'm also his way of acknowledging that this is him, that he did struggle with communicating or speaking. And you understand that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I know he also wants to acknowledge another niece or another child, a female child for him, like almost like a daughter, but not quite. So does that make sense that he would want to acknowledge another female as in addition to you? Okay. All right.
Yes.
This is, I'm feeling like a wave.
His daughter.
Okay. His daughter. So the two, so you and his daughter, you must be like sisters. Cause I feel like he wants to acknowledge two sisters, but you're not exactly sisters. That makes sense.
We were close, but not that close.
Okay. All right. But he still sees you both as almost like daughters. That makes sense?
Yes.
even though you're his niece. Okay. All right. 'Cause I just have to put you on the same level here. Okay. And as he comes through, I'm smelling birthday cake. So I know there's going to be a birthday he wants to acknowledge like today or like this week. Like it's really strong. So, you understand that he would want to acknowledge that birthday right now?
No.
Have a think about that for a moment. It doesn't have to be his birthday. It doesn't have to be your birthday. It could be someone very close to him. I know when I smell birthday cake, I know
Not
this.
I can think of.
Okay, just remember I said it because as soon as I know when I smell that, it's like it's undeniable, and I have to say, I have to absolutely acknowledge it. And I'm sure as soon as we hang up, you'll probably be like, I know who that is. Yeah, because there's really he's really wants to acknowledge strongly birthday, like happy birthday. Okay, and right, let me just see where else he's going here. And you understand this uncle that. The sister of his, okay, so this would be your, I believe this is your mother's brother, correct? Or he wants to acknowledge the woman that's at the same level with him.
Yes, my
Okay,
mom.
your mom. Okay, and he wants to, and where's like Catherine, Kathy, Karen? Doesn't have to be a mom.
30 seconds, Laura.
Okay. Remember I say like Kathy,
No.
Karen, Carol. I could even go with Carol with that.
No.
Okay, no, okay. So just remember I said like if there's a hard C name or a K name that's coming through very strongly here from your uncle. And I feel like since he brought your mom or he's talking about your mom acknowledging your mother, that there's going to be something connected there with her. Okay. I know this is super quick and then there's a couple of things that don't make sense, but just remember there's a happy birthday for this week, like we're talking right now. And also there's a K or a C name that he wants to acknowledge as well. So I hope that helps.
My middle name starts with a C.
Okay. All right. So that might be his way of bringing more emphasis to you and to make sure he wants to keep his focus on you. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Angel. Thank you for
Thank you,
calling
Angel.
tonight.
All right. All right,
Thank you.
great. We're on a roll.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next, we have Sandy from Philadelphia. Hi,
Sandy from
Sandy.
Philadelphia.
Hello.
Hi,
How are
Sandy.
you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Would you like a mini reading or did you have a question?
A mini reading would be great. Thank you.
All right, I'll leave it to Laura.
Okay, great. And what's wonderful, you've got two mediums here. So, Connie can always jump in at some point too. This will be great. We've worked together before online, so this will be awesome. So, Sandy, I have a lady coming through. I feel like she's contemporary to you. So, this would be someone at the same age as you, or someone very, in the same generation as you. Okay, Sandy. And I feel like
Okay.
this was an can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. For some reason it's really faint. I'm going to turn up my volume just a touch here. And as she comes through here, I feel like this is a really close friend or a sister. And I know that this was an illness with her. I know that there was an awareness that she was going to pass. And I feel like she struggled with this illness for probably close to a year or roughly around a year of kind of in and out of treatment and kind of keeping an eye on this and remaining very hopeful, but also knowing that the possibility of her crossing was is very possible. Does this make sense for someone that you know, Sandy?
There's like three people that would make sense.
Okay, I'll keep going.
I have three friends that I've lost. One was short term,
It's okay.
recently, like a couple years ago, but it was very short.
Okay.
The brain aneurysm, and the other two were cancers.
Okay. This is a cancer illness for sure. Because I feel like they're a little bit longer of a timeline for healing here or the attempt to heal. Okay. So it probably the better part of a year that she struggled with the healing aspect of this. So that makes sense. Yes. for one of the other friends
Yeah.
that you have? Okay.
All of
And
them, all
how,
three of the cancer
I'm so
ones
sorry that
they've
you've
done
had
so
that.
far.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you've had that, so many losses that way. I know this is a fairly recent. I know it's been a couple of years since she crossed. I don't think it's like super recent, but I know it's been just a couple of years. And I want to say too that she there's an indication here that she crossed either around a holiday or around another significant date. Like I feel like she either just missed this significant date or she just made it to the finish line to be able to celebrate. Does this make sense for one of the lovely ladies that you have on the other side?
Yeah, it could be my friend that passed away last year. She passed away like right around Memorial Day weekend, like
Okay.
after that.
That's probably, yeah, because I know I'm just like just barely if I made it to the holiday, I was just past it. Like I just made it over the finish line, the kind of feeling. I feel like she's got a little bit of a sense of humor, this lady. It's like she's given me that indication, like, I just made it through. I just made it. It's like she was just waiting for the next finish line. And she's like, if I can just get through the next weekend. But does that make sense for your friend?
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
this one that passed away last year, she was very strong, and I'm in the medical field, and she was always calling me for advice on her
Okay.
treatments and everything else.
Yeah, because I really do feel like she, you know, some people can be very quiet about their journey and they kind of keep things to themselves. And but I do feel like she was very, very strong, very open with her struggles health-wise here. Like she had no problem talking to anybody about what she was going through and allowing people to be part of the process that she was going through with her healing. So that makes sense not only with you, but with other people around her, yes.
Yes. She
Okay.
actually
Yeah.
had her own party.
Oh, did she?
That's
Well, yeah, I
great.
just felt like it's very upbeat with her and very straightforward. Like she wasn't afraid of passing away. And also she was very forthright about the possibility this was going to happen. And it's like she kind of embraced it. I know you said she celebrated, but it, you know, leading up to that as well, it's just like if it happens, it happens. If a miracle happens, wonderful. If not, it's my time. Like that's the kind of approach that I'm feeling with her. So she must have said something like that, yeah.
Oh yeah, she did.
Okay.
I mean, you're pretty spot on that.
Beautiful.
Thirty
Wonderful.
seconds, Laura.
So just know that she's absolutely coming in here. So much love for you. She's showing me pink flowers or pink roses, pink flowers for you specifically. A lot of times that, I mean, unless there's a specific meaning that you have for that, a lot of times what that means from the other side is love and friendship from her. So lots of love from your dear friend. And one other thing too, and I know you said she passed around Memorial Day. However, she's showing me, I know this is so strange, and I don't know why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it, but I'm hearing unexpected snowfall. Unexpected snowfall. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't think it would have snowed in May.
Not where she was, that's for sure. She was in Arizona, and she was not having a snowfall.
Okay. All right. So there must be, and I know I'm going a little bit long on this one, but I just want to kind of identify what's happening here with this. Does that make sense that there was a moment when you were recognizing her, like either you thought you felt her around you, or you were having a moment where you're thinking about her or talking to someone about her, and like a snow squall came through, or it just like it was snowing around that time, and you're like, that's strange. Did you have a moment like that?
No, I can't
Okay.
think of anything. But she did always have a message for all of us, and I was wondering if you could maybe feel that message. We all have a little
A little wink
heart
from her.
stone that has a message on it that she sent everybody, all of our friends. I wonder if you were able to transcribe that from your communication.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Yeah, so but I wish it if it came through, I definitely would share. But just remember I said, and I'm probably over complicating this, what she's trying to get across here. Just remember I said unexpected snowfall. And I feel like it's literally like snow
Okay.
that's coming down that you don't expect. It, either it's the time of year that you don't expect it, or it's like sunny out, all of a sudden it starts snowing. And I know we're already in April, so can't happen too much more than this. But just remember I said write it down and date it on the paper and just see where this comes up. Okay. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
calling. Sandy, real quick, do you understand a name like Linda or Lisa, the L name connected to you?
I mean, I have a friend that's Lisa, but she's still alive.
She's still here. Would she have known this lady that we were talking about that passed?
Yeah, but they weren't that good of friends. I mean, this is one of my friends from high school.
Okay, I don't know why I feel like they want to acknowledge the L name, Linda, Lisa, a name like that. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that one. Yeah, I'll think about that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Laura, you're ready for another one?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Let's take Charles from New York on line two.
Charles.
Oh, Charles?
Charles dropped.
Oh, Charles dropped. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about Kim from Illinois on line six?
Hello, Kim.
Hello, this is Kim. I am here.
Hi, Kim.
Okay, great. Would you like a reading or do you have a question?
I would like a mini reading, please.
Okay, great. I'll leave you with Laura then.
Wonderful. And gosh, I feel like a father coming in for you, Kim. So there's a gentleman coming in who feels very fatherly. If it's not your dad, it's going to be someone who's very fatherly for you. Okay. And I understand too, like, I feel like I'm a bit on the younger elder side when he crosses. I want to say 74, somewhere around there. I don't feel elderly with him. I feel a youngish in his elder years, but younger. Okay. So around 74, give or take a couple of years. And I feel like with him too, he feels very tall. Although I always say everybody feels tall to me because I'm only 5'3", but he feels pretty tall.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does in some respects, yes.
In some respects, for a father figure for you, like dad?
Correct. Not actually dad, but yes, figure.
Someone
who's
very much like a dad to you because he feels fatherly to me, to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And is okay like a yes, or is okay like you're just kind of acknowledging that I said it?
No, I have somebody in mind that might be that, but I guess I was surprised because it's so far back in the time frame that I wasn't sure why he would come forward at this point.
If you had a life experience with him, he could come through. So this is a gentleman. Okay. This is someone you've met, yes, in life. This is not just someone in your kids. Okay. And do you understand like a connection with an FR name, like Frank, Fred? Frank, like an FR name. Doesn't have to be his name. It could be someone around him. Frank, Francis.
I had to think about that. Nothing pops to my mind.
Okay. So remember I said this, like really strong FR name that's coming through. Frank, Francis, Fred, something like that. Okay. It might be just, trying to get into that direction there. The other thing too, with this gentleman, I know he's got a younger person with him, somebody like, I want to say almost two generations away from him. So this would be someone who's a bit younger than him, who passed more recently. And I want to say too, that, with this passing, it was, this younger female. I feel like I'm relatively healthy when I cross over. However, there's some circumstances that contribute to my passing. It's almost as if I'm feeling like it's, some extenuating circumstances here. Without filling in the blanks here, you understand this, yes? With the younger female?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I know he's bringing her in. So whether they knew each other in life doesn't really matter. Just know he's bringing this younger female in. And I know I feel like very much like the rug's being pulled up from under me. So I know I left this earth fairly quickly. And I also know that the circumstances is a little bit sketchy. That's the best word I can use at the time of her passing. You understand this, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I just, she feels so young to me. Really, like, I know she's not a child. I don't feel like she's a teenager per se, but I feel young adult. You understand that as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I feel I can't catch my breath. I feel like there's a lot of energy with her. I'm like, I'm really hyped up. I feel like I'm caffeinated.
Yes, that would
So
be
you
just
understand?
my daughter, yes.
I thought so. I thought if this was, yeah, I'm getting chills from head to toe. I felt like this is your daughter. And you understand that caffeinated feeling I'm feeling with her. So her personality is very hyped up. You get that, yeah?
Right, yes.
Okay. And I know she's not your only child as well, 'cause she wants to acknowledge at least one other sibling with her. I mean, a sibling that's here. Yes, 'cause I want to acknowledge another child for you.
I don't know. It was just, I just had one child.
Okay, there's another person that she wants to acknowledge here who would have been like a sibling to her, a male, or someone who had
A
been the same
male?
age as her. Yeah, someone the same age as
Oh,
her.
Oliver, her boyfriend, Oliver.
All right. The reason, like, he comes in, like, you must have embraced Oliver like your own as well, even though this was your daughter's boyfriend. I feel like you kind of embraced him as your son. Okay, so just so
Yes.
she's acknowledging this gentleman, this young man that you embrace like a son. Okay. So just know she wants to acknowledge that. Oh my gosh. Huge hug. I feel like she's definitely one of those hugging kind of young women who she would definitely have no problem running up to you and giving you a hug anytime she could, if she had a chance to do that. You understand that? Yeah. When she was here.
I do. And do you feel that this embracing of him as a son, that she's saying yes to that?
There's an well, here's what I can say is she's acknowledging that you acknowledge him as if he's a son to you. Like you acknowledge him as one of your own. Okay. So
Okay, thank
and
you.
that makes sense, yes?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So there's no she sees this. She sees this around him and you. Okay. And the other thing too, all right, come on through. Come on, come on, come on. And she wants to talk about, I know music is always a big deal for everybody. It's a touchstone for a lot of people, especially from the other side. But there's got to be something where you're like, I feel like you're either playing her playlist or you play her music so you feel closer to her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so just know that she's right there with you when you listen to her music, and she's kind of joking with you a little bit. Like there's some of this music that you listen to, you wouldn't have listened to when
Yes,
she was here.
that's
But
very
she's like,
true.
and she's very happy listening to it now, because just know she's enjoying it with you. When she's I feel like she's dancing around you. It's just I know she's not a shy girl. I feel like she's dancing around and just like and really enjoying the music that you're listening to. But that makes sense, yeah.
Yes, it is very true. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're very welcome. Big heart. And I know hearts are a big thing, but she's drawing a heart around you.
Yes.
So I know, so you there's got to be something more significant than just love. There's going to be she's literally drawing a heart around you. So you understand that, yeah? Okay, wonderful. I know there's a deeper meaning to it, and as long as you understand what that means, absolutely, that's what that is. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much
Laura,
for
thank you. This has been really something that I needed, so I can't thank you enough for your time.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And I'm so
Thank you,
sorry for your
Kim.
loss. Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was lovely, Laura.
Oh my
All
God.
right. Well, we have maybe time for about two more. Are you ready to keep plugging here?
Absolutely. Let's go. Let's go. As many as
All
we
right.
can.
Let's go with Megan from New Jersey on line five. Hi,
Hey.
Megan.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi.
Hi. Would you like a reading with Laura?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, great. Could you speak up just a little bit?
Yes, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. Yeah. I'll
Yes,
turn
we
up my
can.
volume just a touch here. There we go. All right. Hi, Megan. Megan or Megan?
Hi,
Hi.
Megan.
Megan. Thank you. And okay. Megan, Megan, Megan. Megan, you probably want a human. I have a dog coming through for you.
Really?
Yeah. So you I without telling me anything, you can acknowledge a dog on the other side, yeah, for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I do feel like this is a mix. I'm sure if this is a pure breed or not, but it feels like a bit of a mutt, just a little bit here. You understand that with this dog on the other side?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like two different breeds or something is what I'm feeling. And
Yeah.
I know this dog has been over there for a little while, but they come through too. So, and the funny thing is this, I don't know why, and I'm going to get to your human in a moment, but it's so funny. This dog is running circles around you, like running circles around you. So there's got to be some significance to that. Either they did that in life, like where they literally would try to get you going by running circles around you, quite literally, or there's a sense of wanting to. There's almost like a push to get you to do something. And
Wow.
have you? Okay. I don't want to put the pressure on you here. Are you actually looking to adopt another animal?
I'm always wanting to adopt more animals.
Okay. Because I get the sense that as this dog is running around you, it's just a little bit of a recognition of where you are in this life right now. Yes, dogs do come through, and they do come through with profound messages. They really do, I promise. There's just a sense of like either if you're ready to bring another dog into your life, go for it. But also there's an encouragement to move forward. It's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. Our dogs, even in life, they prompt us to do things that we need to do for our highest and best good, even when they're here and also when they're on the other side. And as this dog from Spirit is coming in and running around you in circles, it's like, get going, get going, get going, get moving. So does this make sense about the message that's coming through from this beautiful fur baby coming in?
I think so.
You think so? There's just a sense of like trying to give you momentum to do something that you've been kind of keeping your foot on the gas a little bit. I mean, on the brake a little bit too long. So it's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. I hope that helps a little bit. I'm gonna get to your person though. So does this make sense? Like, are you kind of like putting your foot on the brake a little bit about something you've been thinking about it for a while, and it's like just get going.
I don't know.
Okay. Just remember
Maybe
I
just
said
in
that.
general, life in general.
If you and most likely if you remember when this dog was in your life, that maybe this was the dog that got you out and doing things and keeping you moving. Maybe that might be what's happening here. Now with the people, I feel like there's a male female, I mean a male human with this dog. And I want to say that this gentleman coming through, he feels more like a father to you. And I know that at the time of his passing, that either he could not communicate or you didn't have a chance to say goodbye. You understand that with dad, yeah? Okay. And I know that he's acknowledging you as either the baby girl or the only girl. Like I feel like he wants to put a star above you. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. All right. And I keep hearing, no, do not worry that we didn't have that chance to say goodbye. Like you got to say goodbye. It may not have been when you wanted it to, but you did get a chance to have that moment with him. You understand that, yeah? Okay. All right. A lot of love coming from this gentleman. Does this make sense that does he have the blue eyes, your father? Because I keep seeing blue eyes looking at me. Okay. Yeah.
He
Okay.
does.
Lovely. Yeah, because it's so strange. I'll see people, but I only see their eyes looking at me. It's a really interesting thing. I know this must have been like the blue eyes must have been pretty striking. So my sense here is like anytime I know we're coming up on time, it's a real quick thing for you, Megan. I feel like symbolically, I want to put a blanket over your shoulders from dad. Okay. And what that means is a sense of, wanting to let you know you're not alone. He's right here with you. And then when you feel him around you, that he's definitely there. Okay. And you might be second guessing that he's around. So there's just this gentle blanket coming up around your shoulders. And that's Spirit's way of saying, I am here. I am here. I am here. And if you're not sure if it's him, when you must have felt him recently and you weren't, you're like, am I imagining this? Does that make sense that you have that experience?
It's sometimes hard for me to believe signs.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's okay. It's part of the human process to develop that trust that it's real. Okay, so this is your dad's way of letting you know, okay, that yes, it was him, even if you don't believe yet, even if you're not 100% sure, that he definitely is there with you when you sense his presence. Okay, thank you so much, Megan, for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
All right. Well, in case you're just tuning in, our guest medium tonight is Laura Wooster, and I think we have time for one more caller. Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see. We have Beth from Maine on line four.
Beth, Beth from Maine. I love Maine.
Hi.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Are you ready to have a reading with Laura?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Here you go, Laura.
Wonderful. And I love Maine. It's one of my favorite places in the world is Maine. Okay, Beth, let me just take a moment here. Okay. It's funny. As sometimes I'll get something that comes in and I feel like, oh, they're going to say no. But anyway, yet I still have to say it. So I have a female coming through, a woman coming through. She feels motherly, mom-like to you. But do you understand someone who had been like a mom to you on the other side, Beth?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just have this feeling that we'll see where this goes. So as this lovely woman comes through here, where does the connection to medical or nursing care, someone who works in medical or nursing?
I work kind of like in medical.
Okay. It could even be like psychology or something like that. Does that make sense for you?
Kind of.
Okay. That's okay. So medical adjacent in some way. Okay. Okay. So just note. So as this lovely woman comes through, I do feel a bit on the younger side when she crosses. I want to say my middle years here. So that makes sense. Yes. With mom or someone who was very much like mom to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well before her time. And I know that there's either like two different diagnoses with her, or she was diagnosed twice with the same thing. There's either two different things, or I'm seeing two diagnoses with her. And that makes sense, yeah?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. And I just feel like, and I was asking her these questions in my mind, but she's like, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. And not that she was trying to avoid talking about it in life when she was here, but she's like, I just want to talk to my daughter. Like, that's what I keep hearing here. I just want to talk to her. I want to support her right now. That's what I keep hearing from her. And that makes sense how she would be in life as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. She's like, don't talk about me. I want to talk about my daughter. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That sounds right.
Okay. And so just know she's coming in really strongly here. And I want to say either you recently, I'm always conflicted about talking about jewelry because we all have jewelry. We all have things passed down from our loved ones. However, she is bringing up something either very significant that you have, or either you took something of hers that you reconfigured for yourself, or you like reconfigured it so other people could enjoy it too. There's something about what feels like a pendant or a necklace or something. I may not be getting exactly right, but does that make sense?
Kind of, maybe a little. Not fully though.
Okay. If you had a pendant of hers that you wanted to get repaired or something like that, or you were thinking about, you know, taking it out of a box and start wearing it, there's something here about like making it your own. Like that's what I keep hearing here. Okay. So does that make sense for in any way, shape or form?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
Just remember I said that. And, oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. Wait a second. She's taking this in a different direction. Do you understand either the tattoo with the wings, like the angel wings, or the pendant with the angel wings?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, thank you for saying that. I appreciate, you know, that. I'm curious, Connie, are you picking up anything?
I wanted to interject because I saw that too. So Megan, do you understand something like in the home or in the garden that's like a statue of an angel with like the wings?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, because I see the angel and the angel wings too. I don't know if somebody gave that as a gift maybe while as your mom was declining. I feel like there's something related to your mom with the wings in particular. I see that also.
Yeah.
I'll let you think.
I have to think on it.
Okay. Yeah. And then also, do you understand a connection to the name like Michael?
Not really. No.
Okay, because there's an MI name, Michael, Millie, Michael, Michelle, that I feel is connected somehow as well.
I do know a Michelle, but I don't, not that was okay. Really connected to my mom.
Okay, but she's connected to you somehow? Because I feel like there's an acknowledgement to the person.
Yes.
Okay, you would understand that. Okay, great. Go ahead, Laura. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's great. That's great. That's awesome. So I just want to reiterate really quickly, and then there's one other thing I wanted to mention. So I overinterpreted or underinterpreted something that was coming through here, but there's something about adjusting the pendant or the necklace so that either you can wear it or somebody else can. So it may not be maybe it's something you're not aware of yet. Okay. The other thing too, they sometimes will come through to note it, to let you know that they see things that's going on in life right now. And your mom does have a sense of humor. Okay. she's definitely not a wallflower. Okay. did you recently have an occurrence, where like you either, I don't know if this is a vehicle or like you recently opened up a shed that you haven't opened up in a while. And there was like a whole bunch of like squirrels living there or something. I'm hoping it's not your car. Does this make sense at all?
Kind of. I mean, we have a lot of squirrels around where I live.
Yeah.
I had a car I wasn't using, and there was something in the trunk of it. like, I don't like the squirrels. I recently was surprised by them. Like, the first sunny day we had when I walked out of the house, there was some that kind of scared me.
Okay, that's why
it kind of does.
Okay, because I was just
funny.
It was funny. There we go. Because I felt like your mom was joining in the laughter here. Okay, that's why. So just know she was there for that bit of laughter. And okay. All right. So just know, she was right. When you're laughing, she's around you. So no worries. Okay.
I have about 30 seconds.
And I know that was super quick, but thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Great. All right. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Laura Wooster, for joining us this evening. And Laura, if any of our listeners want any more information about your work or if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you, is it best to reach you through your website?
Yep, absolutely. It's the easiest way, laurawooster.com, WOOSTER.com. Yeah.
Right. All right. I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can check out our webinar schedule and some of all the other wonderful events that we host, like our raffles and retreats. And there's just so much more. And thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Connie Fusella, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at www.meaningfulmessages.info or on Instagram at Psychic Medium Connie Fusella. In the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a good evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.